You are on.
Okay, Speaker, we're ready whenever you are.
Okay, thank you, Shanna. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order their third special session, day 7. The time is 10:05 a.m. The date is November 24, 2020. Congresswoman Shaw, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be honored. Could you please bow your heads? Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another beautiful day, Lord. Please guide us with open hearts and open minds as we do the work for our people. Please protect us from this terrible virus. Lord, you know our burdens and you know our needs, and we ask special blessings upon all Osage people, our service people, elders, children, and those in mourning, Lord. Again, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Back here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal, and we have two for approval today. Please review the journal. Also, I would like to add that Congressman Big Horse notified myself and the clerk that he has a 9:45 appointment this morning, so he'll be running a little late.
Speaker, this is Stabler. I move to approve the journal for November 18.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Is there a second?
Second.
Same motions made and seconded to approve the journal for November 18. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Thanks. One abstention.
One abstention from Congresswoman Goodfox. Thank you. And the journal for November 18th is approved. Speaker, this is Rebard. Second speaker.
I'd like to make a motion. We approve the journal dated November 20th.
Second, this is Stabler.
Thank you. Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for November 20th. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The journal for November 20th, excuse me, Congresswoman Goodfox, and was marked as an abstention, please. Thank you. And the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committee.
Speaker, this is Rebard.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to read in the committee reports from our appropriations meeting. This is in regards to bill number ONCA 21-03, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,959 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The date of the meeting was November 18th. The final committee action was do pass with amendments. Those voting yes were Rebard, Big Horse, Shaw, Lemon, Keene, and a no vote by Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Second Speaker.
Speaker, I'd also like to continue, if I may.
Yes, please.
I would like to read in the committee report, bill number ONCA 21-05. An act to authorize and appropriate $1,500,000 to the financial assistance to supplement the CARES Act Direct Assistance Program and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Speaker Pratt. The date of the meeting is missing. It was November 18th. The roll call vote and final committee action was a do pass with amendments. Voting yes was Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. If I may continue, Speaker.
Please continue.
I would like to read in resolution number ONCR 21-01. The date of the meeting was November 18th. It's a resolution to approve the financial management plan and investment strategy of the Osage Nation. I have the sponsor. The final committee action was a do pass with amendments. We had 5 yes votes from Rebard, Big Horse, Shaw, Lemon, and Keene, and it's showing a no vote from Congressman Walker.
I voted yes for that and no for the previous one, how that should have been.
Okay, thank you. Clerk, do you have that noted?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right, thank you. Okay, we don't have any other reports.
Madam Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. If you give me just one moment, I need to pull something up here. I do apologize. I appreciate your patience. I would like to move to amend the proclamation for consideration of ONCA 21-08, an act to provide a one-time exemption for the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund Act for the $20 million deposit made by the Osage Casinos on the last day of the fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Second.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon gave the proper notice to the members of Congress, and now she's moving to amend the proclamation. I apologize. Would you give me the bill number?
Yes, 21-08, Speaker Pratt.
All right, thank you. Okay, there's a motion made and seconded to add it to the proclamation. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Big Horse is absent. Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Motion fails.
Okay, the motion has failed. We are now on general order day one. Second reading.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, due to the failure of the proclamation, this means that the funds are not available for anything, not for relief, not for interest earned, and not for the needs of the people. I feel like there's light at the horizon. I feel like this money was a godsend, and we choose to look away. Because of that, at this time, I'm forced to withdraw ONCA 2065 and 2102 due to the lack of funding.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Without objection, Congresswoman Stabler is withdrawing ONCA 2065 and ONCA 2102. Hearing no objection, they have been withdrawn.
Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Point of order, do those need to be voted on in compliance with special session law?
I believe that it can be withdrawn without objection.
They do not need a vote, Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Okay.
This is Rebard. Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to speak to Congress and say that because the proclamation was not amended, I'm going to have to also withdraw ONCA 21-03. This legislation was proposed to replenish our permanent fund. And at this time, although we have a means to access $20 million that was sent to us by the Gaming Enterprise Board, which we were notified on September 30, I'm very disheartened that I thought that Congressman may agree with me to, at any time, we have the ability to replenish our permanent fund that provides direct services, direct assistance to our people, that I would have that support. And seeing that I don't, then unfortunately, I will have to withdraw my bill at this time. Thank you, Speaker.
Okay, thank you. Again, without objection, Second Speaker would like to withdraw ONCA 2103. Hearing no objection, 2103 has been withdrawn. Allow me one moment, please, to see where these others lie. Okay. I would entertain movement to move ONCA 2105, 2106, and ONCR 2101 on general order day two on today's agenda.
So moved. This is Brand.
Second.
Okay, motion is made. Congresswoman Lemon, did you have something?
I'm sorry, Speaker Pratt, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to discuss a little bit if we could.
That would be entertaining a rule suspension to move those.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. Yes, ma'am.
Speaker, could you repeat those numbers, please?
Yes. ONCA 2105, 2106, ONCR 2101, and ONCA 2104.
Thank you.
And I believe that, can you double check for me, Clerk, that ONCA 2104, 2105, 2106, and 2107, and then R2101 to general order day two, because those are the remaining bills.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Withdrawn.
Yes, ma'am.
That covers everything. All right. To general order day two on today's agenda, that would meet up, well, with 2107, which is already on general order day two. Okay. Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. All the remaining bills now lie at general order day two. I would like to ask if you all would like to recess for to prepare any proposed amendments. If you feel that anyone needs any time, I would entertain a motion to recess.
So moved.
Until 11 a.m.
Second.
A motion is made and seconded to recess for the purpose of looking over to propose any amendments or prepare. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. We're recessed until 11 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.